The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you an article of interest that appeared in the AARP Bulletin. This is an annual article that appears each year, and it's titled 99 Great Ways to Save, the 2026 edition. This article is by Beth Braverman, Amanda Gintler, and David Scheif. These are challenging days to be living paycheck to paycheck on a fixed income or off retirement savings. Even people with some savings socked away are feeling their pocketbooks being pinched. Inflation has remained stubborn, and global turmoil has spiked gasoline prices and made food less affordable. But AARP is here to help. For our 17th annual edition of 99 Great Ways to Save, our experienced consumer reporters consulted dozens of experts to get their best tips for beating high prices. And this year, we recruited our own savings guru, Lisa Lee Freeman, to add her favorite cost-cutting ideas, which you'll find on our website. So check these out and set aside this section for occasional review. We can help you save a buck now and throughout the year. And we're going to start, first of all, in a category that we're all certainly aware of, and it's the high cost of groceries and the grocery shopping cost. And the first item says, number one, give yourself a low spend challenge. Once or twice a year, take stock of your pantry. Tee up recipes using what you have and plan to spend no more than $20 per week on what you need. Number two, use cash for groceries. One way to keep within your budget is to set out with a fixed amount of cash and forego using your credit cards. Number three, rotate stores each week. As new grocery chains have increased throughout, you can often save money by hitting more than one store. Buy in bulk at warehouse stores like Costco. Check out what's in stock at discount stores such as Grocery Outlet. Everyday supplies can cost much less at stores that focus on their own brands such as Trader Joe's, Lidl, and Aldi. When you visit a traditional supermarket or specialty store for specific brand items, be sure to sign up for the store's loyalty rewards program. Download its app or browse its circulars to check for weekly deals. Number four, grow your own herbs. One basil or cilantro plant costs $3 to $4 and can provide fresh herbs throughout the season, eliminating the need to buy them at the supermarket and delivering even better flavor. You can easily chop fresh herbs to freeze in ice cube trays. Even frozen and thawed, they'll still taste more flavorful than dried herbs. Number five, triple dip for rewards. In addition to getting rewards through your grocery store loyalty program, use a credit card that gives you cash back or redeemable points for grocery purchases. Some to try, the Blue Cash Preferred Card from American Express, Capital One, Saver, and Citi Strata Premier. Then you can upload a photo of your receipt to the Fetch app, that's F-E-T-C-H app, where you are given points that you can redeem for store gift cards. Number 6, snag a senior discount. Plan your shopping to take advantage of the extra discounts some supermarkets offer to older adults during specific times. For example, shoppers age 55 and older can get an extra 10% off most purchases at Fred Meyer stores on the first Tuesday of the month, and 10% off purchases at other select stores throughout various days during the week as well. Number 7, order pickup through your grocer's app. Placing an order ahead of time online will eliminate the opportunity for impulse purchases when shopping the aisles. To minimize markups, order directly from your supermarket rather than using Instacart or other third-party shopping apps. Number 8, get deep discounts with flash food. Grocers often discard fresh food because they ordered more than they can sell. Through the Flash Food app, you can buy this produce along with items nearing their sell-by date at a discount of up to 50%. You'll save money while keeping food out of landfills. Check Flash Food, that's FLASHFOOD.com, to see if there is a participating grocery store near you. Number 9, look for manager markdowns. Fresh food nearing its sell-by date usually gets marked down by up to 70%. Use it to make a great last-minute dish or throw it in the freezer to cook later. Number 10, know when a sale is solid. Keep a price list of your grocery store go-to foods on your iPhone or in a notebook. That way, you can compare current prices with what you normally pay. Stock up when it makes sense. Skip it when it's just a come on. Under home and garden category, number 11, clear your gutters or debris. Clogged gutters can sag, causing them to overflow and start to leak, which can lead to rotten wood siding. And while vinyl or aluminum siding won't rot, water can get trapped behind it, eventually causing serious structural damage you may not see until it becomes costly to fix. Number 12, grab drain clogs. Before you spend money on liquid drain cleaner or a plumber, try removing a clog in a sink, toilet, or tub with a flexible grabber claw. You can find this inexpensive tool at hardware stores, Walmart, or Amazon, and you'll want to have one on hand before you need it. Number 13, clean your microwave regularly. Food bits left in the microwave will create hot spots the next time you use it, which can damage the interior. So wipe up any spills as soon as they happen. Number 14, go-to seeds. Seed packets cost a fraction of what you'd pay for small starter plants. To succeed with seeds, you don't have to purchase expensive seed starting trays. A good soil mix and a yogurt cup with some holes punched in the bottom for drainage works just as well. Number 15, bulk up. For larger projects, purchase supplies like soil, mulch, and gravel in bulk from landscape supply shops rather than hardware stores or big box retailers. In addition to getting a better price on the supplies, landscape supply shops will often charge a flat fee for delivery or offer free delivery, while purchasing the same amount from a store might require high delivery fees or multiple trips. Number 16, think smart. Trees in small pots tend to be less expensive, establish faster, and sometimes outgrow larger purchased trees. They need a little extra watering and maybe a fence to protect them from critters for the first few years, but the savings and faster establishment are worth it, says Eric North, an urban forester and certified arborist with the Arbor Day Foundation. Now moving to car care and driving. Number 17, look beyond interstate exits to save on gas. Stations at exits typically charge 10 to 30 cents more per gallon. Free phone apps such as Gas Buddy, Gas Guru, or AAA, along with your GPS, make it simple to find and compare prices. A recent example in New York, regular was $4.89 at a Shell at an Interstate 84 exit, and $4.49 at a Sunoco just 3 miles off the next exit. Number 18. Change cabin and engine air filters yourself. For most cars, changing these filters takes a total of 10 minutes and requires no tools, with free instructions available on YouTube. For example, both filters for numerous Toyota models are $25 on Amazon. Depending on your car model, expect to pay a shop anywhere from $160 to $212 to replace both filters. Number 19, remove roof racks. The aerodynamic drag from a roof rack can increase fuel costs by up to 25%. If, for example, you use 500 gallons of gas per year without a rack, you'll need 625 gallons to travel the same distance with a rack. At $4.49 per gallon, that's an extra $561 per year. Number 20, sell a car. Retired couples often no longer need two cars. And if you are mostly using public transportation, you might not need a car at all. Even paid-off cars cost plenty in insurance, maintenance, and sometimes storage. Plus, that car is depreciating even if you're not putting miles on it. Number 21, choose easy rolling tires. Dubbed, quote, low rolling resistance, these tires are designed to lessen the friction when the tire meets the road. Consumer Reports test found that the most roll-resistant tires will save is around 14 gallons of gas over 12,000 miles compared with the least roll-resistant models. At $4.49 per gallon, that's about $325 over the 62,000 miles that performance all-season tires might be expected to last. And now under computer care. Item number 22, keep your laptop cool. Place it on a hard, flat surface to keep its air vent clear. Propping it on a pillow or other soft object can cause overheating, which will shorten the computer's life. If you don't see a vent, don't assume there isn't one. MacBooks, for example, hide the vents in the screen hinge area. Number 23, keep software lean. Uninstall programs you don't use and keep your operating system and drivers updated. A cluttered system can bog things down. Avoid having a huge amount of media, music, videos, and photos on your laptop. Better to use the cloud or get an external hard drive. Number 24, keep up with updates. Installing software updates when they're available will enhance performance, protect against malware and data theft, fix bugs, and increase stability. All of this helps extend the life of your machine. And how about considering buy it used? Item 25, get pre-owned hand tools. Besides being less expensive, older hand tools are often better made than their modern counterparts. Sure, you may need to sharpen up that old plane, but you'll have to do the same eventually if you buy a new one. Find tools at flea markets, yard sales, and estate sales. 26. Shop sale days. Even thrift and consignment stores have sales and loyalty programs. Check your local Goodwill, Salvation Army, or other thrift shop. They typically have weekly 50% off sales. Salvation Army has regular sale days for older adults and military. Consignment shops may offer sales during holidays or as items near the end of their consignment period. Ask the sales team about their policies. Under personal finance, item number 27, ask to waive late fees. If you see a late fee on your credit card bill, call the company and ask for a waiver. It is very likely you can work it out and get that removed from your bill. A Wallet Hub survey found that nearly 90% of people who asked for a waiver were granted one. Number 28, No Spend January. One in four Americans have participated in this movement, including 12% this year, according to a NerdWallet survey. The idea is to pause all discretionary spending, such as meals out, movie tickets, and online shopping, and pay only for necessities such as food and electricity. The financial reset can open your eyes to where your money is actually going and help you make spending decisions more deliberately so you can reach your financial goals. Plus, it helps you pay off your holiday bills. Under dental care, item 29, ask for a dental care discount. Some dentists offer free or low-cost care on certain days. Go to findadentist.ada.org to find a list of dentists near you whom you can call to ask about rates and discounts. Number 30, use federally qualified health centers. These provide dental care regardless of your ability to pay. Services are on a sliding scale based on your income. You can go to findahealthcenter.hrsa.gov for a FQHC near you. And number 31, visit a dental school. At most dental schools, students work on patients as part of their training. The work is supervised by a licensed dentist and costs significantly less than at a dentist office. You can search dental schools near me online and give them a call. Under travel, item 32, do the math on airport parking. Daily economy parking costs an average of $16.44 across major airports, according to a LendingTree analysis. But that rate can more than double at airports in high-cost cities like New York, San Diego, and Seattle. For longer trips, it may be more cost-effective to take a taxi or rideshare to the airport. Number 33, swap homes. If you live in or near a tourist destination, you can eliminate your accommodation costs by temporarily trading lodging with someone who lives where you want to go, or earn points as a host that you can use to stay in someone else's home later on. Platforms like Home Exchange, there's an annual membership fee of $235, and Home Link, annual fee of $125, can help you facilitate such arrangements. Well, that's certainly an interesting concept. Number 34, stay outside the city. The small towns outside many European cities typically have lower-priced bars, restaurants, and hotels, and thanks to a fewer tourists, may offer a more authentic travel experience. They also often have well-run, user-friendly transit systems that make it easy to get into the city center so you can see the sights. Number 35, learn the tipping culture when abroad. While it's standard to add 15 to 20% to your restaurant bills in the U.S. to tip servers, expectations in other countries are often lower. In Portugal, 10% is considered generous, and tipping is generally considered inappropriate in Japan. Don't leave 20%, says Brent Peterson, who runs the blog and podcast Destination Eat Drink. That's just money that you could be spending on something else, and it's not necessary. Number 36, get a senior discount on train tickets. Rail travel providers often offer discounts to older adults, with deals varying by company. Amtrak offers 10% off to people 65 plus on most rail fares. But you can get 10% off a Eurail pass in Europe starting at age 60. Make sure you have a passport with you to verify your age. Number 37, travel abroad in late August. One of the most popular months for Americans to travel internationally is June. Move your trip to late August or the beginning of September, and you may save more than $300 on round-trip airfare to Europe or more than $500 to Asia. 38. Check baggage requirements, even for carry-ons, and pack accordingly. The introduction of basic economy seats has muddled the waters when comparing airfare prices and baggage cost. Before you book, and again before you fly, check the baggage limits for each specific flight, including for carry-ons. For example, for most trips, basic economy passengers on United Airlines are allowed only one personal item that fits under the seat. You'll get charged a $75 fee if you arrive at the gate with a carry-on suitcase intended for an overhead bin. Leave behind that second sweater or extra jacket. Now moving on to restaurant discounts. Up to 15% off at CC's Pizza, Denny's Outback Steakhouse, Carrabba's Italian Grill, and Bonefish Grill, plus your favorite local spots. And these items under discounts are AARP member benefits. Number 40, car rentals. Up to 35% off base rates when you choose pay now at reservation, or up to 30% off with pay later at the pickup counter, plus other benefits at Avis and Budget. And continuing with the AARP member benefits, item 41, consumer cellular. Savings on monthly wireless service plans, accessories, and smartwatch data plans. Item 42, vision discounts. Exclusive savings on eyewear at Target Optical, Lens Crafters, and Vision Works. 43, AARP online therapy by BetterHelp. Savings of 30% on your first month of a self-pay subscription to BetterHelp, an online therapy platform with the option to use qualified insurance coverage where available. Plus, you can get 3 months of the Better Sleep app at no extra cost. Number 44, flowers and gifts. 25% off site-wide and 30% off select items from FTD and Pro Flowers. Item 45, fuel savings. Members of AARP save on fuel at Exxon, Mobil, and Shell stations. Plus, they can get extra rewards and savings on convenience store purchases and car washes at Exxon and Mobil. Number 46, Holland American Line. Up to $200 onboard credit on select cruises. 47, home internet services. Members get $10 off per month on track phone, home internet service, and an extra $10 off per month when they enroll in auto refill. And moving to item 48, hotel discounts. Members of AARP save up to 20%. On stays at brands like Choice Hotels and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, plus discounts when booking through the AARP Travel Center, powered by Expedia. Moving to utilities and energy, item 49. Double-check your electricity bill. Nearly one in four Americans have found a pricing error on their electricity bill, according to one study. Reviewing your bill each month, even if you've opted to pay it automatically, will give you an opportunity to quickly spot and correct potentially costly mistakes. And boy, we've all experienced higher utility bills lately this summer, I know. Item number 50, wrap your water heater pipes. Especially in cold basements or crawl spaces, you can lose a lot of heat as water travels the few feet between your water heater and the wall. Wrapping those pipes in insulation may allow you to lower the water heater thermostat settings and get the water to your faucets faster, saving both water and energy. Item 51, prepay for your electricity. Prepaid electricity plans often come with apps or text alerts that show you how much you're consuming on a daily basis and notifications when you near your account balance. That can prompt consumers to change their habits to lower electricity use by around 10%, says David Kahn, Vice President of Business Development and Policy at Acceleron. Item 52, cool down your laundry setting. About 90% of the energy your washing machine uses goes forward towards heating the water. But hot water is unnecessary when using most modern laundry detergents. Save even more water and electricity by running full loads rather than multiple smaller ones. Item 53, upgrade your shower head. Swapping an old shower head for a model with a water sense label can save the average family 2,700 gallons of water per year and 11 days of electricity. That translates to $70 in water and energy costs per year. Want to save more? Shave a few minutes off your shower time. Item 54, leverage your window coverings. Drapes and blinds are more than decor. In the winter, open your south and west-facing curtains to let the sun in. In the summer, keep blinds closed on hot afternoons to block the heat. Doing both may cut your energy bills $50 to $150 a year. And item 55, dump the basement refrigerator. If it's not essential, especially if it's an older model, you may not realize that older units are extremely inefficient and can suck up $10 to $15 worth of electricity a month. Well, we'll stop there for now, and we'll try to continue this article during another episode in the future. We've now run out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. Content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.